Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Deacon Lenoir has read Matthew 3, 1 through 6. Our thought for today is operating in the big picture. Operating in the big picture. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You, God, for this opportunity to share the Word of God. It is a golden opportunity, and God, we ask that You would touch the ears of the hearer and the mouth of the speaker. Hide me, God, behind Your cross, that I may speak words of encouragement, words of inspiration. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and all God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may sit. Have your seats. Operating in the big picture. The big picture. What is the big picture? Well, it's the full view of a mission. It is the full view of a goal. It is the full view of your destiny. And when you're looking at God's big picture, our big picture is but a small piece of God's big picture. Now, everybody believes in God's big picture. I believe. Amen.
Amen.
God placed us in us as young people dreams. How many of us had dreams as young people? Amen. Dreams of being big and having huge inspirations and aspirations of doing big things. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. When you're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, looking at adults and you say, I'm going to do that and I'm going to do it better. I ain't hear nobody say nothing.
Amen.
I know Victoria should be saying that because she's always said, oh, Daddy, I'm going to make more money than you. I'm going to have more degrees than you. I'm going to have more, more, more than you. Amen. She didn't know how hard it was. But that's all right. She still got plenty of time. When I was younger, being in the Jet magazine. Anybody remember the Jet magazine?
Yeah.
Amen. Or being on the cover of the Ebony magazine. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, Dr. J, Muhammad Ali. You remember those magazines with their face right on the face of the magazine? That was evidence of you arriving and you doing big things. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But something happens as we get older. Our dreams that God has given us become tempered by life's issues. Somehow they get pushed back into the background. Our dreams are then placed on the back burner because of life's responsibility. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Because of life's setbacks and because of life's realities. Amen. But it shouldn't be that way. Just because life has not dealt us, amen, the cards that we were expecting, we should still have big dreams. Because they are our dreams. Just to put a pin right here and to say that we should never forget our dreams. We should always have our dreams before us that God has given us and never allow them to be tempered by life's issues. Age should not matter. Finances should not matter. Location should not matter. Nothing should keep you from reaching your dreams. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
As men and women of God, people who love God, folks who have decided that Jesus is Lord, we should be working toward our goals to realize our dreams. Amen.
Amen,
amen somebody. Believing that the small steps we develop, amen, are we believing that the small steps that we take, they then develop into strides, and those strides help us to reach the goals that we have set.
Yes.
One thing we know is that the secret things we do, the things that nobody knows about, God will bring it to light.
Yes.
The small, behind the scenes acts of love. The behind the scenes acts of encouragement.
Yes.
The words of comfort during difficult moments. Yes. And being a bridge of opportunity for those in need.
Amen.
Amen. The sacrifice, the loyalty, the dedication, and the love exemplified towards God and all of God's men, and especially God's people. Amen. Galatians 6 and 10 says this, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Amen.
These things will come back to provide a benefit for us. Because what we do in the dark, God will bring it to light. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. We talked a little bit about that last week. So in our text, John the Baptist is presented as the man prepared to be the forerunner of Jesus. The visual picture of John the Baptist is that he would be the one standing next to Jesus as Jesus rolled out the new way to live. Have forgiveness of our sins, and also forgiving others, a powerful tool of growing closer to God. We talked about forgiveness today in Sunday school.
Yeah.
The agape love shown to us by God, and love toward one another. The graciousness of deed and of words, as well as the mercifulness of the same. These are ways that Jesus taught to us about living better. The fact that now we can forgive rather than trying to get back.
Yes.
You know how it is, an eye for an eye, a tooth for the tooth.
Yes.
But God says, no, we ought to be people who are forgiving. We ought to be people who love. We ought to be people who are gracious.
Yes.
We ought to be people who are merciful.
Yes.
A new way
yes.
of living. And so, praise God, everyone expected that John the Baptist to be right there with Jesus.
Yes.
But it didn't work out that way. My first point is, our role in the big picture is for only a season.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that our life is but a season in terms of the big picture of God. It's only for a season. David said that 70 years is what we have been promised. That's 70 years. Anybody who lives over 70 years, they're living on the blessings of God.
Yes.
I know Moses said 120 years. But not many reach 120. There's more that reach 70 than there are that reach 120. And some don't make it to 70, and a lot make it over 70. And so, praise God, even more interesting is that most of our lives, we are preparing to be used by God. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
For example, Jesus lived for 30 years, but his ministry was only 3 years. John the Baptist lived for 30 years, but his ministry was only for 6 months. Others he used longer, like David and Daniel and Joseph, even Paul. He used them longer, but preparation took years. Moses, it was 80 years of preparation and 40 years of service. Most of their lives were spent preparing for God to use them for a short season. It is a short season. We live to be 70 or 80, or whatever God decides, and then we're gone. That's a short time when we start thinking about what God is doing. And so we need to take the time that we have, and we need to learn well what God is teaching us. Use your time wisely and do your best for the short season that we have. But one thing I want you to know is that you ought to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Whether it's difficult, whether it's hurtful, whether it's unfair, God knows all about it. He knows that you're preparing. He knows that you're working towards something. And he will make good on his promises to you. Our role in the big picture of God is for only a season. My second point is, don't be discouraged about your limited role in the big picture. You know, discouragement is when your expectations are not met. Come on now, somebody. When your expectations are not met. When you want to be on top and you find yourself in the middle, you get a little discouraged. And John the Baptist, in completing the ministry that God had given him. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, God has given you a ministry. He angered Herod the Tetrarch. And in Luke 3, 19 through 20, caused him to land in prison. As he was languishing in jail, John began to wonder if he had missed the mark somewhere. Let's just listen to what the word has to say about this. Mr. Reader, if you could turn to Matthew 11, verse 2 through 6.
Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me.
Amen. Our reader has read Luke 11, 2 through 6. And here is John. Languishing in the jail, wondering if he's missed the mark. He probably was thinking, why am I in jail? How come I'm not ministering to the many people who need to hear that Jesus was coming. Maybe I've missed something. And so John sent his messengers to Jesus asking this question. And if I could paraphrase, what's up, Doc? What's going on, son? Now, if we really pay attention to what John the Baptist had to say, this is what he's saying. If you the Christ, then why haven't you come and released me? If you the Christ, if you the man, how come I'm still in jail? Come and get me. I don't know if he really wanted to know whether or not he was doing all those things with all the people. I believe he just wanted to get out of jail so he could do some more ministry too. He probably was saying, what's taking you so long to get here? I'm your cousin. I'm supposed to be leading the way and walking with you. But no. He's not leading the way, not anymore. He doesn't know what's happening. John did not realize that his season was over. Now, we already talked about how he was built up to lead the way and to talk about Jesus coming. But now he's in jail. And he does not know that his season is over. Ministry for him has been completed.
Yes.
John thought in the big picture of things that he didn't really accomplish his goal. He didn't finish his mission. He didn't reach his destiny. And you know what? Before I began to put this message together, I was thinking the same thing. John, you got cut off at the knees. The big picture had you and Jesus walking hand in hand. The big picture had you and Jesus teaching the word of God.
Yes.
But you know what? It wasn't that way. In fact, we all have a tendency to feel that way about our role in the big picture.
Yes.
But God says, do the role that you are in there.
Yes.
Do what God has told you to do.
Yes.
Be one who is willing to do whatever it takes to finish what you're supposed to do. Don't look at what somebody else is doing. Don't look at what somebody else is achieving. Just be content with what God has given you to do. Don't be discouraged, my brothers and my sisters. I have knowledge of your journey. That's what God says. I know what you're going through. I understand what your journey is. I know what you had to deal with. I understand that the things that came up to kill, steal, and destroy. But you know something? You are still here. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know what you're going through. And know you have not failed me.
Yes.
Isn't that good to know?
Yes.
All I got to do is stay in my lane.
Yes.
And God will take care of the rest.
Yes.
Don't be discouraged about the turn of events. No. Boy, we got our eyes on a whole lot of stuff. It seems like the enemy is winning on every hand. It feels like the enemy is gaining. But the word of the Lord says, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't allow the enemy to succor you.
Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. Don't get down on yourself. The way has been prepared for you. Isn't it good to know that our way is prepared for us?
Yes.
Keep on walking according to God's lead. Allow God to have His way in your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Stop focusing on the events around you and focus on Him. He that is the way maker. He that is the keeper. He that is the omnipotent one. He that is the righteous and the victorious one. Don't be discouraged about your limited role in the big picture. My third point is this, and we'll be done. Your role in the big picture is important. When we look at the text, John the Baptist's role was significant, but it was for a short time. And sometimes we think that our role should be bigger. Sometimes we think that our role should be longer. But God has it all worked out.
Hallelujah.
So let's look at what Jesus has to say about John in Matthew 11, 11 through 15.
Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
Amen.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence.
Yes.
And the violent take it by force.
Yes. Yes.
For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come.
Yeah.
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I need to make a correction, praise God. The last scripture that he read was Matthew 11, right? 2-6. Amen. This one, praise God, is Matthew 11, 11 through 15.
Yeah.
Your role in the big picture is important. And so we hear what Jesus has to say about John the Baptist. He says, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. What he's saying? He's saying that John the Baptist had the greatest role in the big picture of God. Why? Well, it wasn't Moses. No, it wasn't David. It wasn't any of the kings. It wasn't any of the prophets. It wasn't even them that were disciples or apostles. It was John the Baptist. And the reason why he was the greatest is because he led the greatest out. He was a forerunner of a new time and a new life that we as the people of God kind of take it as, that's the way it is. But you know what? Back in that day, there was a new order. And Jesus came bringing an order that was different from what the Jews had been practicing. Then he says, praise God, that though he is the greatest, he is the least in the kingdom of heaven. Well, it just means this.
as the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He was the beginning of a new generation, an era for the gospel, and the gospel began with John. See, when you are the progenitor, folk, praise God, that come after you can do it a little bit better than you did. Huh? Just think about in track and field. Amen. The guy who ran a mile with plus 5 minutes, that was great. But now they're running sub 5 miles per minute. I mean, sub 5 minute miles. They're running it in 4 minutes or less. And they are greater than the guy who ran it the fastest 20, 30 years ago.
Yes.
John the Baptist, he was the progenitor of leading Christ. Amen. He was the forerunner. But since that time, great men have come preaching and teaching the word of God. Great men and women have come showing the signs of the Holy Spirit, healing and blessing and raising up from the dead. We, praise God, are greater than John the Baptist, not because we led Jesus as a forerunner, but because we were on the arms and the shoulders of John the Baptist. And he says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. John showed the tendency and the authority required to maintain the role of the kingdom of God. Wait a minute. That means now, as we read the scriptures from the Most High God, we can recite and we can claim the authority of God in our lives and over the lives of others. I don't hear nobody saying nothing. Now you, praise God, no longer have to walk and go to the priest and ask to be healed. But now, praise be unto God, you can go to the master on your own. You can declare the word of God back to God. You can say, by your stripes, I am healed. Oh, when you begin, praise God, to recite the word of God. Now, hear nobody say nothing. But when you recite the word of God, what happens is that the power of God and the authority of God is now seen in you. And John the Baptist brought that tenacity into the world, declaring that God is God and God all by himself. Not only do we have to be apostles, we don't have to be prophets. We can be ordinary men, amen, ordinary women who declare the word of God, who can read the word of God, they can hear from God ourselves. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody understand what I'm saying? We don't have to depend on nobody. But we, praise God, can go to God on our own. We can stand, praise God. We can stand like nobody's business. We can go on the enemy's territory. We can go on the enemy's territory and declare the power and the authority of God. We don't have to go back into our castles and say, God's going to get you. We can go right up on there into their castle and say, God is with us. And if we receive it, this is Elias which has come, which was born to come. If you fully understand and believe that John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, who boldly proclaimed the power of God, then hear ye him.
Amen.
He that hath an ear, let him hear. As you operate in God's big picture, know that all you do is important. Anybody been feeling like their role in the big picture isn't big enough? Anybody been feeling like my role should be enlarged? Anybody been saying to themselves, I'm not doing everything that I can do in my role? Whatever your role is, know that with more prayer and more study, there comes more boldness. And more boldness creates more opportunity. The Spirit of the Most High God can see it. And the Spirit of the Most High God can make it happen. Do not become discouraged because of the events that have happened to you. Do not be concerned about what's happening around you. God says that the things that are going on in the world, they're supposed to be happening. They're supposed to be happening. But take heart. I have overcome the world. That's what God says.
Yeah.
Be of good cheer.
Yeah.
For I have overcome the world. Don't get caught up trying to change the world. Just be concerned about changing the people in the world. Because there's somebody right next to you who needs to know that Jesus is Lord. There's somebody in your job that's been watching you who need to know that God is able. There's someone in your home, in your family, who needs to know that God is able. So don't be discouraged. And don't think that you're being insignificant. Right where you're standing, you are being significant. Your role is important. Operating in the big picture. Somebody say amen.
Amen.